Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Weeks after the U.S. presidential election, the transition from the Trump administration to U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is set to begin. After the General Services Administration, the federal agency that must sign off on presidential transitions, verified that Biden is the apparent winner of the November 3rd election. The GSA announcement came shortly after officials in the state of Michigan certified Biden as the winner in their state, making Trump's legal efforts to change the election outcome even more unlikely to succeed. President Trump, who had refused to concede the election, said Monday that he is directing his team to cooperate on the transition, but is vowing to keep up the fight. The move by the GSA clears the way for the start of the transition of the Trump administration and allows Biden to coordinate with federal agencies on plans for taking over on January the 20th. International rights groups are urging Ethiopian forces to prioritize the safety of civilians in the Tigray region Monday as a 72-hour deadline for regional forces to surrender approaches. On Sunday, the Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed gave a 72-hour deadline to Tigrayans' forces to surrender or face a military offensive from the central government, escalating a weeks-long conflict that has left hundreds of people dead. The United Nations said Monday that more than 30,000 people so far have fled Tigray to neighboring Sudan and echoed calls to preserve the safety of civilians. Tensions have been building in the region since September 9th when Tigray defiantly held a regional election. For more news, join us at voanews.com via remote. This is